Hey guys, this is Virat Kohli and you're listening to RCB Radio.
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of RCB Radio. We're very excited because this is the first ever podcast by an IPL team and hosting it is me, Mithila Mehta. Guys, the best part about RCB Radio is that you can listen to it anytime, anywhere. While you're stuck in traffic, while you're bored at work, in a meeting, or while you're lazing about in bed, basically anytime. Please do subscribe to us on Audioboom and iTunes for updates every single week. So we have some really exciting things for you on this inaugural episode of RCB Radio. So we're going to start with Tamal Mills, you know, the hottest new addition to Team RCB. We're also going to chat with our current captain, Shane Watson. What did Yuzi Chahal do on the night of his 6-wicket haul against England? We're going to find out. And finally, we catch up with Stuart Binney, who tells us how players celebrate their success. The big news this season is that it is RCB's 10th year celebration. It's also where we celebrate 10 years of our captain, Virat Kohli, being part of RCB. And like everyone else, I am really, really hoping to see Virat back in action soon. So apart from Virat, there's so much to look forward to this season. I am looking forward to Chris Gayle smashing those sixes out of Chinnaswamy. And I'm looking forward to ABD being as dependable as always as RCB wins matches. The big thing that I am very excited about is that RCB now has T20 specialist bowler Tamal Mills on their side. Chris Gayle believes that Tamal Mills is what could help Team RCB finally win the IPL. And if that is the case, man, I am excited that Tamal Mills is on our team. I caught up with Tamal Mills and here's what he had to say. So Tamal, welcome to RCB Radio and welcome to RCB and welcome to IPL actually. It must be great to be here. Why don't you tell us what you're most excited about in the season ahead with RCB?
I think the crowd and the kind of the intensity. Obviously I was here in January playing for England and obviously the crowd were against me then, so I'm definitely looking forward to having that crowd on my side, and you know, I'm sure we'll put on some good shows. In Bangalore, I had a little taste of it when I was here before, kind sure. of just for 3 days or so. So looking forward to getting out and exploring the city, and then obviously when we go away to play at, you know, all the other cities, just getting around and about and seeing as much as I can.
Guys, that was Tamal Mills. For any player, playing in the IPL is no easy task. But what is the biggest challenge of them all? Is it the pressure of performance? Is it the challenge of playing against some of the best players in the world? Or is it just about being away from family? I caught up with Shane Watson, the current acting captain of RCB, and asked him this very question. Shane, thank you so much for joining us on RCB Radio. Being a professional cricketer, you've obviously faced a lot of challenges through your life. Of this, which was the biggest challenge you faced?
Probably the biggest challenge is you get judged as a person how you play on the field, which in the end, when you're playing and your height of your competitiveness, you push the limits to even what you are as a person as well, sure. because you're trying to do whatever you can within the rules to be able to win. Whereas off the field, I'm not, you know, apart from I love challenging myself, but apart from that, I'm not like that at all. But people judge you as a person just by how you are on the cricket field, and that's the biggest challenge, because I'm not fiery in general when I'm sure. off the field. So, but when I'm competitive and when I'm competing against you know, the world's best, I'm pushing the limits.
Thank you, Shane Watson. So we all know that Yuzi Chahal is one of the latest, hottest, newest cricketing sensations of India, and he's shot to fame after his 6 wickets for 25 runs haul against England. I am super, super excited that he is part of the RCB squad, and I am super excited that he is with us here on RCB Radio today. UZ, thank you so much for being on the show. A lot of our fans are very eager to know how you celebrated after your 6-wicket haul against England. Why don't you tell us?
When I took 6 wicket, that night I had nothing. I just came to my room and just everyone calling me, like my sister called me from Australia, and right. I spoke to my dad, spoke to my relatives and all. And that night I slept in the morning 6 o'clock. Because especially then you have to reply to everyone. This is an awesome feeling. Like when I took 6 wicket, that time I don't even realize, okay, I took 6 wickets. So right. It's like, you know, something, dreams come true.
Thank you so much, UZ. RCB has had a lot of successes in the past seasons, and I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of success this season too. But how do the players celebrate their success? Is it just a crazy party or a quiet reflection? Well, I was very curious to know, and that's why I caught up with our local boy and all-rounder, Stuart Binney, and asked him this question. Stuart, hello, welcome to RCB Radio. We have a lot of fans who are very eager to know, how does the team celebrate after a success? Is it just about Chris Gayle and his legendary parties?
Look, today things happen so fast. I mean, it's really not much you can do, but to, as you said, sit back and reflect on how well you've done and take the positives out of how you got there. I think it's important for us as cricketers to know the journey, how the mental states that we are when we are performing. So it's about, yes, we do go out and have a good time also, which sure. you need to do when you play a sport, especially when the crowds and the pressure expectations are so high. So I think for me, it's just about, again, bettering the performance and going back again to nets and practice and doing what I love to do.
Thank you so much, Stuart, for that. And guys, that's all that we have for today on RCB Radio. I am going to spend a lot more time with the players in the coming weeks. And of course, that means more episodes for y'all to tune into. You know, if y'all have any questions that you'd love for me to ask, please write to me and I promise I will ask them your questions. Until then, please chant with me, RCB! RCB!